This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black here at the South by Southwest Chicago Made Activation. We're almost at the end of the day here. I've been covering this all day for Illinois Entertainer, Chicago Inno, Dynasty Podcast, and Chicago Made. I am here with Josh Shiquan from SimFest. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, man. The last time you and I did this on the mic was a year ago at the Driscoll here at South By, but we've seen each other since. So what have you been up to, man? You're preparing for SimFest.
I am.
I would imagine.
Yeah, for sure. It's a month out, and I'm doing as much preparing as I can do. Meanwhile, there's like a crew, an army of really amazing people back in Chicago doing the heavy lifting right now, putting together the printed program, you know, doing all the promotion stuff. Like, we're ready to hit the ground running. We're 4 weeks out, so there's no time to waste.
Yeah. How many years is it for SimFest now? What year are we at now?
This is the 8th festival.
I mean, that's crazy. So 8 years of SimFest. What have you learned in that time? Like, I've got to imagine that's not education unlike anything else, putting that together.
It really is, and, you know, when we started even, it was like, I had never even been to a film festival, let alone, like, operated anything of the magnitude that SimFest has evolved into. So, what have I learned? I mean, I've learned so much that I'm, like, now it's given me, like, different career opportunities and exposed, you know, potentials inside of me and inside of the market, inside of Chicago that are really exciting, and, you know, I just look forward to being able to activate on those. And for the most part, like, what I've learned is that, you know, Chicago is a great town for producing things, and with a wealth of really talented people and organizations, great organizations, and a lot of energy. And so I feel like SimFest is really positioned well to kind of like capture all of that, very much like what we're here. I mean, there's so many different organizations, so many different whatever it is, agencies, music labels, I mean, record companies, there's, I mean, you just go, I don't know, film production companies, I mean, tech startups, and in Chicago, it's the same sort of vibe, but meanwhile, like, there's nothing really that's capturing that in a really profound way, and SimFest is really positioned well, I think, to take advantage of Chicago as the backdrop, and a lot, so much of the energy that's being created there.
Well, and everything you're talking about, like the film industry, the tech industry, all these things are evolving and expanding in Chicago at an exponential rate. How different is the climate and the culture and the industry in Chicago now versus when SimFest started?
Well, I mean, truthfully, I was pretty naive when it started. Like, I was really unaware of all of the industry ins and outs. But, I mean, just taking over the last 8 years, you can look at developments like Fort Knox and 2112 as the, you know, music tech incubator, and then the film incubator on the south side with CineSpace and Stage 18 and Angie Gaffney. And it's like, and then, you know, meanwhile, you've got all these other organizations that are trying to basically amass all of the talent that's in Chicago in a really positive way. So I feel like the difference is that there is now, you know, a really focused effort to capture those energies, capture the talent, and, like, create a sustainable industry that is able to weather, you know, the peaks and valleys of a fickle industry. You know, right now things are going really well in Chicago with TV specifically.
Sure.
And, you know, that's not going to last forever. So the challenge is to create something where we're not hemorrhaging talent, and we're not losing a lot of creative, talented people to the coasts.
Yeah.
And Chicago is really poised, I think, in a much more, you know, directed way than it's ever been. And that's a pretty exciting time, and I'm really humbled and grateful to be a part of it.
So, you know, and I feel like the answer is in a lot of the things you're talking about right now. What excites you about Chicago right now, whether it's the people, the companies, the culture, the energy, any of these things? What's exciting to you as somebody who's, you know, really tapped into the industry and culture here?
I think that the one of the most exciting things is that, you know, the deconstruction of where things can be made that are of a quality that is broadcast quality, and how people are now you know, for lack of a better word, you know, they're consuming this kind of stuff. So, you know, that really opens up a lot of doors for the lower level, you know, not somebody who's not affiliated with a large studio, somebody who doesn't have a big record contract.
Right.
You know, that's kind of the excitement that technology has offered. And so what you have is a lot of energy in the Midwest. And so Chicago being sort of the capital of the Midwest, there's a ton of potential there to bring all of that energy in the Midwest together so that we can help create an ongoing, sustainable media arts industry for the Midwest.
I mean, everything you're talking about, man, it's so right on. And it's like you're talking about how, to me, the bar has been lowered. Like, the bar to entry has been lowered. The playing field has been leveled. And you're right. Like, you can create really quality broadcast content, whatever, with the tools that we have now. And that has opened the door to a lot of, I think, creators in Chicago. Bring us into SimFest. It's happening next month. What are the dates and what's on deck for the eighth year of SimFest?
Sure. So dates are the April 13th through the 17th. It's Wednesday through Sunday. Wednesday is a standalone event. Really happy to be able to present Wendy Snyder's films about smart studios.
And that's getting a ton of buzz here at South by Southwest as well. Carrie Brown, who, you know, somebody that I follow online, of course, he's legendary musician and has done a lot of cool work, a lot of cool artists. Carrie Brown I've seen being very vocal about it, and it's just something that I think there's a lot of conversation about. So, sorry, continue.
No, it's cool. I mean, and that's great. And it is having its world premiere here tomorrow on Wednesday here, and then, you know, in a month from now, it'll be having its Midwest premiere at South By, or I'm sorry, SimFest.
You
can edit that out. Yeah, and we're building an entire event around that. So it's a music box event, and then the after show is at the Metro with Carrie Brown's band, Catherine, making a resurgence, and ex-Tar Baby's Negative Example also. So the idea around the event was just to, like, bring in all the bands that are associated with this really Midwest iconic studio. Nevermind and Gish recorded there. Those are probably, like, the highlights. So Butch Vig and Steve Marker, they're both going to be in for the screening and after party. Bruce Pavitt, who's co-founder of Sub Pop, is going to be in.
That's so legendary. Yeah, everything you're saying is, like, it's all really legendary. It's amazing. And plus, man, going into 2016, if somebody said, do you think there'll be a Catherine show at the Metro this year? I wouldn't have been like, of course. So that's really exciting. And I saw that, like, White Mystery is going to be involved this year, it looks like, with Alex White doing some kind of panel for film, and Local H, the As Good As Dead anniversary shows are going to be part of this. So it looks like a really strong year of programming.
It really is. And, you know, programming has always been our strong suit. There's always been a lot of availability for us. And I feel like as we've grown, you know, those availabilities have grown along with us. So, I mean, we're bringing Afrika Bambaataa in, you know, at the Promontory, and, you know, David Banner. And, you know, that's a whole Creative Cypher collaboration down in Hyde Park. I mean, and then, you know, Tim Hecker's headlining the Empty Bottle, and Moonface is going to close us out at Lincoln Hall, and those are both affiliated with Pop Montreal, which is a great Montreal-based film and music festival and conference. So we were able to partner with them and get a MacArthur Foundation grant, so to help facilitate that. And then there's Canadian Independent Music Association that's coming in for the conference side. So the conference side is a whole other thing. So there's a real opportunity. We're basically making a conference block party, and it's in two blocks of Milwaukee Avenue, Saturday, April 16th, and Sunday, April 17th. And it's Emporium, Chicago Distillery, The Rattler, Gallery F, Slippery Slope, East Room. It's all really focused in on that, those two blocks, and bringing in those, you know, the music, film, and tech industries that are happening in the Midwest. And again, bringing in people like Bruce Pavitt, who's now, he's in Seattle for sure. He's a native Chicagoan, and he's a music tech entrepreneur now. He's got a great music app called 8STEM, and they're gonna demo it at SimFest. And, you know, we're having app launch events, and we're having, again, we're partnering with 2112 and Stage 18 to co-produce this thing. So, you know, the conference, you know, all of our headliners, all of our baby bands, all the bands that are emerging and really, like, catching fire in Chicago and the region. So it's a really exciting time. I mean, I'm not going to even try to explain it any more than that.
No,
I think
I. I mean, there's so much. Yeah. Going forward, if somebody wanted to get connected with SimFest, maybe become a presenter. I'm sure it's too late for this year, but like, how can people join kind of the atmosphere of what you guys are doing and get in kind of that under your radar?
Sure. I mean, I feel like that's a really strong part about SimFest, and then you can juxtapose that to South By, which feels like a total behemoth,
right,
and very, like, very difficult to get into. SimFest is just not like that. We're a very small and nimble organization with a lot of opportunities, and those are given by our great venue partners. And so it's really just about contacting us through the website and, you know, coming with ideas. And we do our own curation, but we have submissions that happen and start in September, and then they go through January, and those are both on the film and music side. And we're partnering with Reverb Nation here, coming up to kind of help facilitate that in a much broader way. So it's super easy. I mean, people can just basically email me at josh@sinfest.org, and it's like, there's a lot of opportunity, and we're always looking to take advantage of the platforms that we've created in order to elevate those people that are on the hustle, same way as we are.
So, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Josh, SimFest happening next month. People will probably hear this in March, but if they were here at the beginning of April, happening middle of April. What are the dates again?
April 13th is our opening night. Full blast on the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. 16th and 17th is SimCon, the film, music, tech conference. And then, yeah, we close out with an Austin band called Total Unicorn and these crazy weirdos who made this Shining movie overlaid with animation that kind of retells a different story completely. Like, that's our closing night, and it's part of, like, a whole variety show situation at the First Ward, so we're going to close it out pretty strong, and then there's Moonface, and I mean, it just goes on and on.
I'm sold. I was sold already, but there's a lot of things going on. SimFest, middle of April, simfest.org is the website, right?
That's right, yeah.
Awesome, man. Josh, I will see you out there, man. Thank you so much for taking time here again at South By, following up from last year. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, homie. Thank you.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.